Friday, March 15th. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. Romans 14:8. Living a life of hope. 8. The hope that we possess as followers of Jesus Christ should have an impact on every area of our lives, including the way we view death. The Apostle Paul could say, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Philippians 1:21. He could say this because he knew his hope was anchored to a man in the glory who had secured his place in heaven. Laying down his life for Paul and every single person who would put their faith in the finished work of Christ on the cross. Every single day, over 5,000 people die worldwide. Some die from natural causes, some from tragic accidents, and some from crime. For some, death is expected, while for others it comes as unexpected. Because sin entered the world, death is part of life. But for those who have realized they are sinners and have come to God through His Son, the Lord Jesus, death is only the vehicle that carries us into the presence of our blessed Lord. Because of the hope in Christ, death is seen as a beginning, not an end. Since Christ has conquered death, 1 Corinthians 15:20-28, the hope we have in Him gives us the boldness not to fear. While lying on his deathbed, the Puritan John Owen wrote, "I am yet in the land of the dying, but I hope soon to be in the land of the living." David would remind each of us that death is but a shadow, Psalm 23:4, which means light is present. The light that is present for every believer is the Lord Jesus Christ. The believer belongs to Christ in life, and the believer belongs to Christ in death. This is the hope that he has secured for each of us when he laid down his life for us in our place on the cross. When we put our faith in him and his finished work, this hope is ours. Is it yours today? Tim Hadley.